Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. Today we're looking at the readings for the first Sunday after Christmas. These are Isaiah 63, verses 7 to 9, and Matthew 2, verses 13 to 23. Isaiah is speaking again to the Hebrew people returned from Babylonian exile and struggling to find their identity. And our gospel reading jumps ahead from the birth of the promised child and the visit of the Magi to the flight of the young family to Egypt. In both our readings, there's a strong message of the way in which God's saving love is present, in God's own self, and in messengers, angels, and humans. The prophet Isaiah emphasizes the character of God as the parent of humankind. The language that the prophet uses shows an image of God that moves from the more traditionally male to traditionally female attributes. We understand today that the words the prophet uses are not for us to take literally. Ancient peoples offered this imagery to help grasp the aspects of a non-human God. So we hear of a God who moves from anger to pity, who can lash out in wrath, but who has also lifted and carried God's people. The sense we get is that God embodies a range of attributes and cannot be limited to our own sense of who or what God is. This offers a sense of comfort to today's parents. They also are not to be constrained by human definitions of what traits a mother or father can embrace. This is liberating news for many who have felt boxed in by gender role assumptions. And this language speaks to us at a theological level as well, inviting us to imagine God as ever new and breaking through our assumptions not only about ourselves, but as God as well. In this morning's passage, Isaiah reminds his people that the promises of God have held true, and that God is the one who has saved them from their trouble. He reminds them it was no messenger or angel, but God's presence that saved them. In love and pity, God redeemed them. God lifted them and carried them all the days of old. God's saving love was there in the past and is there with them in their present circumstances. And he reminds them of their identity and relationship to each other. Do you remember God when you claimed these people as your children? Do you remember Israel when God lifted you and carried you around? God's saving presence is seen again in the passage from Matthew. We skip ahead in our readings from the evangelist. In today's text, the Magi have come and gone, and in their wake, Joseph is made aware that King Herod is planning violence against the child, Jesus. God saves, this time through angels and messengers, and dreams that a man of faith understands. Again, Matthew is tying the story of Jesus to the Hebrew Testament, the fulfillment of scriptural prophecies, and the story of Moses. The birth in Bethlehem fulfills the early prophecy. The escape of the young family to Egypt mirrors Moses and the escape of the Hebrew people. The weeping mothers in Bethlehem echo the story of Rachel, weeping for her children who will not be comforted. And the moving of Jesus to Nazareth again fulfills an earlier prophetic statement. In all this, we have a refugee family. We have Joseph doing what he needs to do to protect his wife and child. From the extravagant gifts of the Magi and the promise of great things, Joseph receives the terrible news that his child's life is in danger. In that day and time, dreams were often assumed to be means of revelation or divine guidance. Joseph, dreaming, trusting, and compassionate, does not hesitate, but gathers up some small possessions and makes haste. From the hope of escape that led them to Egypt comes the grim reality of Herod's threats. So fearful of the thought that a new king might challenge his despotic rule, and so angry about being tricked by the Magi, Herod resorts to the vicious actions that exemplified his rule. In the wake of the family's escape, Herod carries out his terrible plan, the slaughter of the innocents. These violent forces at Jesus' birth foreshadow the violence that will catch up with him again and lead to his crucifixion. Hope comes again in another dream and tells Joseph that it is safe to return home. Yet on arriving back in Bethlehem, they find that Herod's successor is just as dangerous. From there, Joseph, Mary, and the child make their way to Nazareth, a tiny, despised village, just small enough and innocuous enough for Jesus to grow in safety. God's saving presence is just as real to us today as it was for the ancient Hebrew people and for Joseph and his family. We can be assured of God's presence when we remember how God has been with us in the past and that God's promises are true. And we can experience God's presence in those around us, the messengers, the angels, the dreams that speak the transforming love we all need to hear. Thanks be to God, and Amen. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King. St. Paul's Warkworth, come in and have your answers questioned.